I'm sure. Yeah, under the weather, make a decision before we leave whether we think there's a chance that he's going to get back. And then there's the concern putting a guy like that on an airplane, and it's a short hop. So as of right now, we'll leave him here. If he doesn't improve, he's not in the lineup. If he does, we'll make a decision tomorrow. No, and that's to do with the rehab. He's not there yet. I mean, it's a deep cut, and I want that thing healed before he comes back because we just can't afford to deal with it again. I don't have an answer for you. I'll get it, but I don't have an answer for you.
This team has struggled to put string wins together,
yeah.
Not just this season, but previous years. Everybody's hoping you yeah. have a prescription for that.
And results always the wins, but I've got a long piece of process I got to put in here first to know. I mean, last game didn't tell us we were on our way, right? It was a 5-1 game. The work ethic. Like, we got to get to the point that we understand the game that we're going to play before the puck drops. And then when you do that, when you get to that point, so this is our game. We're playing it every night. We're consistent with it. Then you know if you're going to put a string of wins together. Are we good enough to play this way? Can we mentally and physically play this way? It's going to take a while to get that foundation in. I want to win every game, you know, in the next 10. I mean, that would be great. That wouldn't necessarily tell us that we're on our way. It has to be implemented first. We have to adhere to it, and then we go. So the 5-1 win didn't tell you that I'm a good coach. It told you that there was a lot of emotion, that we harnessed that emotion. I think if you technically understand the game, you did see two or three adjustments that we put in. They weren't systematic, maybe systematic, but there were things that we will focus on a nightly basis. They worked. We win. Our ability to get a coherent message across so that we play a style of game, that's what our job is. And winning the next three or four, while we're going to do everything we can to, is not a sign that the systems are the difference, you know.
Along those lines, do you concern yourself with Calgary and what they do, or Edmonton, or do you just focus on your own game right now?
You have to talk about the other team. You know, we've got to focus on the things that they do because that goes to our game plan. More focus on our team right now, clearly. But I've made the decision not to try to do everything at once. That we're focused on one thing at a time. I mean, there were systems here before. They're good systems. No, he wasn't running something completely different than anybody else was. I think back of when Ken Hitchcock went into St. Louis, because Davis Payne had done a pretty good job with that team. And what Ken talked, he said, it's not so much about changing systems, it's changing terminology and focus. And what I mean, folks are saying this is, you know, this is the D zone coverage, but this is what's important in the D zone coverage. So where the focus goes to, as in terms of creating a new system, right? So we're on that. I want to do it slowly, piece by piece. We're keeping some of the stuff, but where I have the focus, the team focus changes.
So what challenges
is Calgary presenting? You know, they'll battle to get to the right spots on the ice as priority one. And in the way that Bob Hartley's trained them over their training camp and the fact that they understand who they are means you're not getting a free inch. This is a huge challenge for us from what I've heard about the way this has gone, the up and down. We just won 5-1. So right now in that room, they're thinking, we might win 7-1 next game. And we got to make sure as a staff that we do everything we possibly can that's not the mentality going into this game or we will lose.
It's hard not to notice out there, especially during practice, you raise your voice a fair bit.
My voice is out of shape. I mean, you can't work on this at home with your kids, right? They don't take to getting screamed at the kitchen table, but I suck in halls like nobody's business right now.
You raise your voice, you use colorful language to say the least.
I learned that from my wife.
Very disciplined, up-tempo practice, and the players all in there say you definitely have their attention. This leads up to the question of there's different coaching styles. Are you proverbial hard ass? Is that the way to describe it?
No.
Or how would you describe it?
It changes. You're going to see a practice where I don't say a word, and there'll be... Well, I don't know that I want to be described a certain way. I know I got a lot of games in, but I'm 46 years old. I still think my best coaching's ahead of me, and I'm still learning and changing. And right now, this is what they need, in my belief. All right? They need somebody to say, this is what we're doing. And when I love practice. I get out there, I get a little lathered, get a little excited, and on the bench, too. It's fun for me. All right? So there is that. But there'll come a time where I'm quiet, too. And when things are going really well, I'll be quiet. You know, I won't come out here and do these interviews. You won't see me.
This team is very much staking its future on its draft picks. Had a little talk of watching up with them right now. What do you think of the rookies this week?
Yeah, you know what? And that's a great question, and I'm not going to answer it because I can't give you a good answer. It's not fair to them. To be honest with you, my assessment wouldn't be considered credible. I could sit here and I'm going to use, you know, five or six really good words. Oh, he's a good young kid. I like his character. I like these two or three things I saw about him. But that has nothing. That doesn't tell you anything. It's unfair to the player. Give me some time. Let me watch them play for a little bit and get interacted. I'll answer your question for you.
A lot of these players are at different levels of development. A lot of them are still developing.
Right. It's the choice of words, I understand, but nurture doesn't get thrown around in hockey circles an awful lot. You tell me, and I don't know the stats, is this the youngest team in the league still? At one point it was, not that long, by Cap Geek had it. Okay. And I'm not using that. I'm not going to fire that out as an excuse, but it's really interesting that it's not used around here. The young teams around the league, that's all you hear. Wait, we're a good young team, we're a good young team. But here it's... I've been frustrated for the last 3 years at the lack of development. I don't understand that. Also, I wasn't here and I don't want to talk about that. But we have young players. I think we can do something with the players that we have. And when I get what we have planned in place, I can give you a better assessment of who they are. I mean, that is one of my roles here, is to come in, put in some structure so that we can make those assessments of players. So you know what you have when you're making where those guys are.
Well, you talked about wanting to come in and show the guys where to go and have them follow you at this point.
You mean from a hockey point on the ice? Okay.
And
I haven't been here enough for that.
Right. As you get more settled in, are you planning to have more one-on-ones with guys?
Just started today, right? So. Okay. Truba got it because he was stretching instead of shooting pucks. There was nothing wrong with it. I thought, well, there's my first guy. He's not doing anything. And that first one's 5 minutes, you know. He's from Rochester. I played my junior in Windsor. He played for CompuWare, which is the program I ran. So we were talking about Oak Park Arena, and you have to see it to believe it, but the U.S. developed. So we went through that, and that's all it was. So I know now where he's from and a little bit about him like that, so it's an easier conversation to start the next time. And I'll get through the team once like that. But the veteran guys and some of the leaders that I need them to do something for me right now, I've already gotten to those guys.
What about the deeper guys that may not know exactly what it is they need to do to get into the lineup every night, or the role that maybe ask for them to do, and maybe you're expecting something different in those conversations?
No, I have to know them first. So it goes back to a great, you know, the word accountability gets thrown around in coaches, right? Like, I don't remember the stat, but one of the times that I got fired last time, Lindy Ruff, right, his tenure or something was like there have been 165 coaching changes during his tenure. It's a ridiculous number, but it's the same press conferences. Want to play an up-tempo game, aggressive in-your-face hockey. The fans can love it. There's going to be accountability when we play for each other. I mean, they order those words differently, but it's the same one. So let's get to accountability, and that goes to your question. Before you can hold anybody accountable for what they're doing, you have to have told them what you want them to do. This is our standard. This is what you'll be accountable to. The same is true of those young players. Before I ask anybody on the extra guys, the fourth line guys, and assess what they're, I got to see them try to do what I want them to do. And can you do it? And you know, you could see it in practice today. Some guys can understand quickly, you know, when I'm screaming across the ice. And some guys got to turn and ask. There's nothing wrong with that. We all learn differently. But that's also the learning curve that I got to go through with some of these guys. I'll get it tomorrow on some guys. I can give you a better answer. But do what I ask you to do. See how successful you're at it, and then we'll go from there.
Paul J. Harrison told me on Sunday that one of the things that stood out from your matches was excellence is a habit. How do you instill that?
Yeah, you know what? So, I know I give long answers, but when he says that, five things went into my head, okay? So I got the job, and it got released, what, about 10, 11 o'clock here? And I'm at the Toronto airport 7 hours later, and I still haven't called my parents. So made the quick call, called them back last night. So my dad is a big Jay Harrison fan, is reading the article. And all I can think is, and it was wonderful to hear that from a player. I mean, I'm not that good, all right? That article is way better than I am. I mean, the quotes. As far as excellence as a habit, it's a great quote. I would use it differently. Like, every day in the National Hockey League is a good day, so let's work. Now, the concept of excellence being a habit, it's what you do every day, and for me, it's what we do every day in practice. That pace, that game, that it's every day is a great day, but let's move on to the next. 5-1, good for us. It was yesterday's practice that was more important, and then today's practice. That's about getting better. But we're all coming back to the same thing. It's setting a standard. This is what we're going to do. You know, if I asked all of you to tell me who the Winnipeg Jets are in terms of how they're going to play tomorrow night, I'd get different answers. There'd be some similarities, difference. What I got to do is get in there and get one answer. Who are the Winnipeg Jets? What do we do?